If you learn Gemara, it's the whole parak, meaning the two first, the four Masechta, the first two Prokim, discuss how to make a sukkah. Everybody knows a sukkah has to have three walls. Doesn't need to have four walls. A sukkah station doesn't need to be a complete house. Every house has four walls today. I haven't seen many houses with one wall missing, maybe some chobonis. Four walls, but the sukkah is enough to have three walls. Not only three walls, two and a bit. Everybody knows, two and a bit, nine kilchoset, which leishes a filatefach. Okay. Nine kilchoset leishes a filatefach. It's got a more answer, we shouldn't rely on that. Don't make chochmas. Nine kilchoset, which leishes a filatefach. We have one, two, third one a little bit. That's as the shear of the socket. There's a few magic conditions. A few magic sticks for sukkah. This is one magic stick, it's 10 foot. Is the sukkah high enough? Just get this leniency. 90. It's high enough. Is the sukkah big enough? Zaina zain tfochim. 7 tfochim. Why need 7 tfochim? Roishoi, Maruba, Vishulchonoi. That's okay. Imagine another wall here. And the third one, just a bit. Yeah, it's halachas of the third one. You know what the Ramo says? Don't make any chochmas. The third one, full wall. Finished. The third one, full wall. So today we're not going to discuss three tfochim, lovut, tzuras haPesach. We leave that out. We're looking for three full walls. We are Ramo Yidden. We're looking for three full walls. Okay. Go to the architect, make me a nice extension. I don't know how many meters this is. How much is 5 or 5 meters? Make a nice extension. You have sort of Tabi Machoy, this is the neighbor. This is the wall, there has been a door here. There's a garden here. Here's the patio door to the back of your garden. And here's the third wall. Sure. And imagine I'm put this up to know where the hole is. This is the area where the hole is up there. Because here there's no hole, so there's no kosher. The only place with kosher is where the stage is. Also, your Shabbos table has to be a little bit smaller. Because if the hole is this size, you can't have Shabbos table this size, it will not be sit out with the sukkah. So obviously, the Shabbos table has to be smaller in order it should fit into this area, which is open. Pesach, l'mahadrin, l'mahadrin, everything is fine. And you happen to be clever enough on Erev Pesach and Erev Sukkis. Oh. Am I sure my sukkah is kosher? Mm-hmm. Let's call in somebody who knows a little. He comes, looks at this sukkah. No. Let's take our magic sticks. Every wall is 10 tfochim? Yes. 1, 2, 3. No problem. 1, 2, 3. I'll have to have a Pesach, of course. I'm a woman, I'll put the whole wall here, doesn't matter. Yes. Open the whole week, it's sunny. Here, go. Here in the back. Patio door, you have to get out. I mean, it can't be locked in, the whole of sukkahs. Children go in, children go out. Okay, here is a door in the back, also okay. And here, sure. So I ask you, where are your three walls? Have a look, my three walls! Okay, where are the three walls? 1, 2, 3. How big is that wall? Ushlish is a filatefa. What do we say? We're not going for kunis. We're going for 7 foot. Okay. 7 tfochim, shlishis, wow, once, twice, wonderful sukkah. My sukkah is perfect. And the one who knows what's going on will tell him, sukkah is possible holidays. Holidays, let's leave out this word. The sukkah is definitely possible. What's wrong with the sukkah? Standard, I've seen him. Here are my three walls. That's somebody thinking. Some people come there and there's nothing here. So very often, nothing here. My sukkah, what do you think of my sukkah? I said, where are your walls? Oh, I didn't think of it. There's a wall there, it's too much far away. Oh, I didn't think of it. But this fellow did think of it. And he decided he's going to make a third wall. And nevertheless, his sukkah is possible. And you don't need to be a genius to know why. Genius, tell me why. Because he said, the sukkah is this. That's not the sukkah. I'm not in the sukkah. I'm only in the sukkah in this area where there's chach. So therefore, the walls have to be to this area. This area. three walls from here. One wall,
yeah,
okay, the hole, I'm in border, okay. This second wall, from here till here, the hole, I'm in border, okay. This wall here is nil, 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 only starts here. I say, here you haven't got enough. Simple as that.
The rest of the
wall. This part of the wall is nothing. Not? It's a wall to your part, it's not sukkah. This is not sukkah. I can't say a bracha, I can't sit here. You know what they say? This is the Bale Halacha. You can't have a pot in your sukkah. You put the pot in your sukkah, sukkah is possible, 90 days.
Sometimes you put a little,
ledge here and put the pot in it. But the sukkah can be possible. If the pot is here, sukkah is possible. Can't have a pot in the sukkah. But you have it out of the sukkah. No, 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 no. Yes, now you see, it's not completely out of the sukkah. It's in and out. It's out, like up at the walls, but it's in. Let's say that was your place on your kitchen. You have the kitchen units, you've got the stove here, you have the pots on here. It's good, but I'm not saying the halacha, you should find out. Since this is part of your sukkah, because we need the wall, concerning the pots, you can't have pots in here. It's all one sukkah. But that's only for the pots. But for the actual walls, the sukkah starts here. Sukkah starts here, you haven't got shirat fochi. The sukkah is possible, no shit.
Does the patch have to open or close?
Open, all these doors are open.
Can have the patch?
Doven Akima.
Which Doven
Akuma?
Doven Akuma goes this way.
Yeah.
It comes here. Okay, but how much comes here?
Daladama, it's Doven Akuma at Daladama.
Yes, yes, so you move it. Where do you move it to here? Okay, because that wall would be. Let's move it to
Daladama.
Yep, Daladama, we're moving it. Save it, I'm moving it. Now, no Doven Akuma. Sukkah kosher now?
Exactly.
You have moved it. It's Eder. Dov Nakum is Sukkah kosher now? Let's have a look.
It misses the sukkah itself.
Because if you bought the wall nearer, this bit of the wall is not in your sukkah.
Exactly.
Because we say here Dov Nakum, this wall is here. And this wall we did it physically. But only from here till here is not big enough. Very, very shchiyah. So we made it. We have three walls. Make sure you look at the area which is sukkah, and in this area you make sure you have proper room.
The patio door can be open or closed?
Open. Anything that has to be closed that didn't show. Open is open. It's closed since the patio door. If it's a patio door, we are worried about it. If it's open, it's closed, no problem. Next thing is a scratch here. So, okay, our sukkah is not kosher. So what do you have to do? What do you have to do? Now, I happen to find this. Let's put this in. What do you think of that? Oh, it's a... Now, what do you think? My sukkah kosher now.
You made a new wall.
Is my sukkah kosher now? Is my sukkah kosher now? It's an extension.
Not too far from the foot wall. No.
Where?
It's not too far away from the last.
That is here. So we have got the wall from here all the way till here. Beautiful wall.
It's not
this is high. This
it's
is
low. It's not connected.
It's not far away.
To this one, to that one.
That one. Yeah. Yeah.
Every socket, the end is connected. It's a continuation all the way.
So
you want to say
you've got good acid.
Rosa darling, good acid.
And Dave for the Kuma. You've got two things going on.
Oh, that's a lot. You know, when someone came to a Kiddush, you know, there was a mechitza there. He said, there's a mechitza, good acid, mechitza, good achis. And this mechitza is good imagination. The tenth volume are not. See, you can say our magic stick. The magic stick have measured 10th volume. And the other magic stick for 7th volume. What's wrong with that one? The tenth is, Sam Landonim, he has said, there is like this. This wall is not reaching the schach. It's also the body of Kodasi. Goes up. This house doesn't reach the schach. It goes up. So halacha, good asim machitza. That means good, you pull it up. You have got an omelet like this in Shabbos, and you stand on here. So she says, Yochi, why? On here, for Tochi. But you take this wall, pull it up. This wall, you pull it up. This wall, you pull it up. And the fourth wall, you pull it up. You have now got on top of your omelet four walls. So it's good asim, it's okay. And here's the same thing. You pull the machitza up. That that's okay. But there's one problem. We don't say two halachas together. Two halachas. What's two halachas? Halachas is halachas. It's not the real. We don't see anything here. It's not the real. The halachas. We say the halacha is since it's a okay, and then you need to bring the machitza to here. So this way we say don't even come on. Man is not going to the ceiling is here. We said that's the hole, the ceiling is here. And this goes up here, till the ceiling, and it moves along. So we have a machitza here. And these all are a bit too short, but they should be a bit higher. The ceiling should be here. Okay. But this one here is far away. Good, Azik, Toif Nakuma. We don't say two halachas. So that's not good enough. You have to put the proper machitza. No, I've got another etza for you. You know what the other etza is? Take this machitza. Put it here. Put it here. Here. What's better now?
That's just one hat, one.
One longer, you don't need good as. But I have to join it. That's another problem. No, we're not going there. You have to say good as it. Good as it. You reach the schach. Wunderbar. Very good. Good. Now you have got one longer. Good as it. Reach the schach. But since normally it's not like that, you don't want to have it somewhere in the middle of your sukkah. You want to have the space up, so you made it a big extension. You're happy to sit within here, but you want the space. So therefore, what you normally do, you have your wall there, this extension of the house is here. And then, you can only use it if it goes all the way to the ceiling. So when you have got the sukkah, and you have, normally, that's not a problem, because your walls and your ceiling will go together. In our house, it's too cold in England, you have gaps here. You don't have gaps. You have the extension goes till the ceiling, goes till the schach, so that's no problem. You have got the water here, to the schach. But if you make a makeshift wall the last minute on the Erev Beis, on the Erev Sukkos, the makeshift wall can't also use Doifin HaKruma. Because you make a makeshift wall here, and Doifin HaKruma is still there, so you can't bring two things together. Now, I met a Rav last week, 2 weeks ago from London. He said he's called off his Sukkos. He came on to Erev Yom to the Sukkos. Nothing there. He didn't have any walls. Two, maybe. He told him, go to IKEA, get the bookshelf, a meter by meter, get the bookshelf, put it here, take a board, the size you want, screw it on the back of the bookshelf, and make sure the bookshelf is full of books. You've got the wall. That means, if let's say he didn't have this wall at all, he takes a bookshelf, but with this, he needs to find a big one. From the wall into the sukkah 7 forchim. First with the wall into the sukkah 7 forchim, bookshelf from here till here. Normally it's less than that. A big fit, 10 forchim high. But don't put it here! Put it here! Then it's okay. You have your bookshelf, bring it at the back to the sukkah. Then you put the board of your size that you want at the back of your bookshelf. And make sure you say to fill it with lots of books, forchim, otherwise it's a new forchim. I told you, come use for him. He said, no, you'll use him during soccer. Let him use him during soccer. So it should be very heavy, the bookshelf. Children shouldn't move it. The cleaner should move it. Got to put the soccer. We put here a wall. Exactly. Where the hole is, not here. Then it's okay. I come to people's houses. Some people have got chairs like that. Chairs like this. Okay, it's a chair you can sit on. Some people have got modern chairs. At one time, it's been out of fashion now. It was chairs like this. Have you seen them? Some have got glass, some have got metal bars. This kind of chairs. I tell them, a Londische chair. A Londische chair, a Halacha chair. You know why? Beautiful chair. This chair can't be used for a sukkah. Why? First of all, it's not tiny. It's not tiny. Number two, we have another magic stick. It's another magic stick. Called Lovut. One, two, three, four. Lovut magic. You have a gap, no problem. Close. If the gap is bigger, you don't say Lovut. If the back is this size, is that a problem? No problem. Here, one, two, see the gap? This gap, no problem. This gap from the floor till here, a problem. This gap, no problem, no use. This chair we will not use for soup.
Why not?
And this chair, what height has it got? school.
Just sit on the floor.
Yeah. Chosen in a safe.
Why? As a wall. Why can't you use the chair for heaven's sake?
Wait a minute. Which chair?
For heaven's sake, you can't.
Which chair?
I'm sitting on the chair.
Which chair you want to use? This one.
Yeah.
Oh. This one is beautiful.
No, the red chair. The MH chair.
It's got holes in it.
But I'm sitting in the sicker.
Not to sit on it, to make a wall. Wait a minute.
Ah, there's a wall.
How do you make a wall from a movable item?
Wait a minute.
Oh, sorry.
It's 10 foot high.
You said you can use it.
Take this chair. You take this chair. And you put it exactly where it needs to go. You take another chair. Put it exactly where it needs to go. Here. Magic stick, 7 tvachim. Plenty. You see? Plenty. So now I've made a wall which is 10 tvachim high, 7 tvachim wide. Good, I think. And we have got a wall made on the spot. Oh, so you are saying movable. Which state is so genoeg, also last so is movable machine. It doesn't say. But you are practical.
You can't use
a practical man.
There's no wind.
I also
said, Ruach.
But that's not a problem.
Not a problem. Have you ever had such, you get such winds, but they're not Ruach with Zuya. I once walked to the Blake Govitz in the street, in Gates, the Heilige Gates. Heilige Blake Govitz, Mary Balebi. And he's going now, wind. I said, Mr. Thomas, ain't even to you. Then Mary said, no, when is the girl on the no. So I'm going to get the Shabbos, I'm going to get the Sukkah, I'm going to get the Hiniach, Avnei v'sakino v'roi shagach. Some was a worker. He put his tools on the roof. And a wind came and blew it down. If it's Ruach Metzuya, he's responsible. Ruach Metzuya is not responsible. But I think no Ruach Metzuya, even in Manchester, will move these chairs, even outside. That's what I think. But the problem is, there are kids around, there are people around, they might move it. It's a little problem. So one is, I would tell you, take a bamboo stick, or take three, a bit heavier, take a bamboo stick, you haven't used this magic stick yet, take a bamboo stick, tie it down to the chairs. You already got a bit of security and put some weight on it. And put no loads of clothes, whatever you want. Just practical to make sure that not only for the first size, but for the rest are also there. So if you don't touch them, they're okay. If somebody touches them, it's your problem. Make sure nobody touches them. Okay, you have to be think ahead. But chairs which are made like that, there's quite a few designs, it's not the only ones. Well, now they're out of fashion, I think. Some people still got these chairs. So if you're stuck with a machitza, this is a solution. You can have a wall, but don't put it too far away. If you put them here, what is your problem? You put them here, I'm good asking the driver. Go, we don't say.
Are they locked, sir?
What?
Are they locked, sir?
No. Well, because we are miyachad them.
Two
tvachim away,
is all right?
Lovett
would say.
Oh,
Lovett,
yes.
Oh,
that's good.
If they're here, if you
let's
do.
Here, wait a minute. Let's get our Lovett stick. That's here. Lovett stick. Yeah, that we do, sir.
Can you sit on it
as well? To a why? Rabbi Krieger, Stifler, sir. Good asking, and Lovett, here's the Lovett. Now a very common China.
If somebody moves those chairs on you on the first day onto you, you've got swords, haven't you? You cannot put them back.
On the second day onto as well.
And the second day.
Now,
and
now let's tell you another thing. Okay, something in Shri.
You can't put them back, so move them.
No, you can't.
You can't put them back.
No.
Go ahead, sir. People go to the Schach. Okay. Now, I want to tell you one very important thing. This is the magic stick 4 amas. We only say it over Kuma 4 amas. Less than 4 amas. So, okay, so we make Tofna Kuma, this bit of the wall, all walls, and we sorted out the third wall before. and we say document. Now, what happens is, I put a patio door, somebody else can be open. If it's closed, nothing to do. The patio door is open. People go in and out, the patio door is open. Is this a precaution? The answer is yes, because you're allowed to have doors. Well, you need to be locked away. Coming from. But, if you measure from the distance we count, as we said before, remember. So you measure from here, a bit wall, a bit open, a bit wall, perfect. You have Oymet Mubala ports, it's more wall than not wall ports, it's open, Oymet is standing. So Oymet Mubala ports, so this sheet has a kosher. I'm not saying without the removal it's possible, but I'm just saying I want to make it that without any problems. No. This man is going to Milchama. It's a chapa and shal yisudas before. Quickly, nice bread, can I eat it quickly? Let's only open one roof. Let's only open. How much you can eat, or shown afternoon, how much you can eat, and Sukkot is the same shalom. Okay. So, let's open the roof. Which one? Which one is more easy? He decided to open this one. Today you have a button, a cushion, a button. You can open it, you can close it, because you have guns, but... Okay. The roof opens. Okay, you need two roofs or one roof is enough? It's big enough. Let's see if the half sukkah is big. Don't be like, is the half sukkah big enough? 7 falchim by 7 falchim, a good wall, no problem, a good sukkah. I've always said, possible. Why? Why? Because we have used this wall, yeah? Why do you use this wall? Because it's just our dumbest. But now this is closed. This is closed till here. Your sukkah starts here. That's the sukkah. It's Dalai Lamas, I'm sorry, born the Dalai Lamas here from the heart. Then you have got a bar in the middle. The bar in the middle is normally between 10 and 20 centimeters. So you have to measure from this side of the bar, because the bar is also possible. If both hoofs are open, you can ignore the bar, because it's less than 4 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim, you can ignore it. But if you only open one side, then this whole side is possible, including the bar. So from here you should start more than 400. What you have to do, let's try this side open. Okay, this side open. So what do you say? Why is it better? Because then from here you've got your Teufel HaKumah. And that bit from here, which we extended, if you've done it properly, is within because here the gap is smaller. Here the back is bigger. They're not always symmetric, so this. You put the roof and it's coming in. So from this side, you don't have Teufel HaKumah till the middle. But from this side, however much wall you have got, you have got what you need. And we said till the top, no shine of still halachas. But so let's put this in front here. But here the Teufel HaKumah can reach till here. So this roof can be open, and this roof cannot be open. Okay or not? Not okay. We had before a gap here. We said it doesn't matter, the patio door doesn't matter. It only doesn't matter if you have both roofs are open. Because if both roofs are open, your sukkah is so big. Then from big, we make the cheshbon, or even move on a port. Doesn't matter to have the door open. But now we have reduced our sukkah. Which side we said? That's this side. This is our sukkah. Again, you say, we have the wall. Where's your wall? 1, 2, the middle wall is gone. Because I told you before, you're allowed to open the patio door. The deterrent is, if you only open one roof, don't open the patio door. Because if you open one roof, you look at this sukkah. Stand inside here. Simple, don't go along this. Sat here, look around. Have I got 3 walls or not? You stand here, put the wall here. It's okay, the same as before. But then down the garments here. Oh, I have no wall. Here I've got a wall. You have to look around and make sure that you have got. That's the second one. The first thing was besides all the loch we said, Teufel HaKumah is still 4 amas, Tzut has to be 10 tefachim high, has to be 7 tefachim wide, and low it is 3 tefachim, he said. And he also said that you have to make sure the walls are within the area of the sukkah. And we said you can have an opening, as many as only one open. If you only open one roof, you might have a problem one side is too more than the roof in a kuma. You have to make sure somebody has a big sukkah with four roofs, two double roofs. Made in a diagram. Aleph, base, kimmel, talent. You can open aleph and base together. You can open aleph and kimmel. And down, not exactly, because it's four roofs that he needs in there. The sukkah itself is more than the kuma. So not only this way also, you can imagine I have the same thing here as well. About your sukkah. So then you can't only open this side, because that one will not reach, because this itself is more than 4 hours. Come on. So therefore, if you have four roofs, you better keep all four. You have chosen to have four roofs, make sure you don't just open part. Open all four. Open all four, you're definitely sure. If not, work it out exactly. You can maybe get away with two, with one normally not. Normally two out of four you can get away. Depends which. Somebody said before a very valid point. He said that if I come Erev Pesach, Erev Sukkot, and put on this wall in the right place, the right position, or I get my chairs, I get my IKEA bookshelf, this would be a good wall. Quite solid, not 7 feet wide, you make it a bit wider, I'll be able to hold it, it's hold two like this, perfect. Yeah, and you put the right position, no two halachas, you have a problem. See, halacha, you have to put the walls before you put the schach. That's to say, the schach is misachach, makes a sukkah, makes it enclosed. You can't put a canopy, a car stand, yes, no, it's just the ceiling. The ceiling itself is not the sukkah. It's walls which are covered up, that's called the sukkah. So therefore you have to first build the wall, and then you put on top your schach. Now, here, what have you done? You put your schach on the Erev Yom Tov a week before, and you come the last minute, you see you have no walls. You push under some walls. You have to schach before the walls. It's half before the walls. It's not kosher. Yeah.
Three push-ups.
So take a minute. Not enough. Every bit has to be lifted up and put down again. That what we said a little bit is we have this last year's sukkah, which is made the Shem sukkah, but over the years cooled off. A little bit. Tefer. But when it's possible, it's possible. It's like metal. You have to, each one you have to lift up. So if you don't want to lift up each one, what's the answer?
By closing the daf,
God for somebody else. Somebody else has a door, and he was told not to open the doors, if not to suck his person. He did open the door. Now, are you allowed to close it to make yourself? So, let's say it's Bimachmi, yeah? He doesn't want his opinion, or he has got a hinge or something, you can't close the door. Then I've got an answer for you. Close the dach, there's no sukkah. Put the wall there, it's on Shabbos, I haven't been an issue. Because it's not as made, he's allowed to make a mechitza hamad teles. You see, it's only mechitza, all right? But because it gives you the halacha, that's the problem. Mechitza hamad teles. A mechitza gives you halachic implications, that's the issue. It didn't bring any halachic implication. I never took in any case. The roof was closed. And I put it on. Beheta. Rabbi Lezer Maskin. What? Rabbi Netamais. All right. Now, I've got another answer. Whenever you look at your sukkahs, at your extension sukkah, what was that? It was the extension, normal thing, neighboring wall. Your back garden, this is your main room, dining room, all open. This your kitchen, is also all open. So you open these two things, that's a standard extension. Here's the kitchen, here's the dining room, there is the neighboring wall, and there is the so. Now, you have got here an opening, yeah? This opening, how high is the opening? Anybody got an idea? Have any builders here? The opening is 6 foot, a bit too much. 8 foot? OK. Okay, 8 foot. How much is 8 foot? 240. How much is the ceiling? How high is the ceiling? 3 meters. So we have a ceiling of 3 meters, and a little bit of wall goes all the way around. And here you've got the opening in it, where you go in and out. So you've always got a bit of wall up there.
Yeah.
One type of wall is in a flaga, but this halacha, you have to have your walls before you schach, you don't need to have full walls. You can have a hanging wall, like here. If this would be an opening, this would be an opening, all the way open. But this bit out is not open, it's closed. So every opening, I don't normally have openings to the ceiling. You put the girdle in, you put other things in. So the opening does go to the ceiling. If you have got all the way around, which you will have, a gap, one tefah, that's enough. I didn't bring a tefah stick, a magic stick. Yes, that's also good enough. And over the times, along this, we can clear on whether it's good enough, because we only say tefah nakum on a wall. How do you say tefah nakum on a tefah? You'll have to use this alfoch all the way around, then you have to say tefah nakum. Could be a tefah deutsche, tefah nakum. It's not a tefah today. Anybody who would like to spend the time and read the pamphlet, can have one, like here.
Bit scary.
Not to sit on your shelf. If you talk that wants to read it, you're welcome to read it. And what should help us? If you talk about kosher sukkahs, I think it should be kosher. Don't come out of sukkahs. When you have got your plans, that's when you call somebody in. When you've got your plans, call somebody in and ask Mr. Sukkahs.
Yes.
But if you didn't, at least Erev Sukkahs should be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.